Even Flow by Pearl Jam. This is Xennial Yearbook. It's the 1991 show. That was a little Pearl Jam, a little live Pearl Jam from their Live at Star Lake Amphitheater album. I think it's one of their first live albums, but you know, this song came off of a 10, and you know, that was 1991. We're gonna call it 1991. A little fun fact about that, that track was kind of spliced together from two performances, one at the Star Lake Amphitheater in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, and at the Hardee's Walnut Creek Amphitheater in Raleigh, North Carolina. Can you tell when the splice happened? I sure can't. I'm Kyle. This is Xennial Yearbook. Yeah, and we're going to do some big hits from 1991. That's how we roll. That's what the show is. So yeah, we've got some big heavy hitters. I think last show I underplanned and I didn't have enough songs, and I was like scrambling to get too many to get songs on the show. No shortage of that of songs this time. We got a couple of really long, not really long songs. I have, I don't know, half a dozen songs that are more than 5 minutes long. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, I'll quit yapping, and we'll get back to the music. We got some R.E.M. coming up. We've got some U2. But first, what seems to be the show's very favorite band, it is the Smashing Pumpkins with Siva.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Radio Song by R.E.M. off of their 1991 album Out of Time. I'm Kyle. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 1991 show. Before that, we had One by U2 off of their Octoon Baby album. And Siva by the Smashing Pumpkins off of Gish. All great tracks. Great stuff. No 2-minute songs here. This is the duration. Actually, we have a couple just barely over 3-minute songs, but it's all right. It's all right. We'll see what we can get through. So if you like this stuff, we're here every Saturday at 2. Just playing music from my youth. The good stuff. alternative hits on your alternative station and other stuff. Let's get a little heavier, right? And it's slow, but it's still heavy. This is Metallica. If you ever heard of those guys, off of their 1991 Metallica album, also known as the Black Album, this is Nothing Else Matters on Xenial Yearbook.
Never cared for games they play. God is in the TV. And what do you say to the man? He blames the world on TV. They don't even know how to sing my song. But they won't even try it. Yeah. With me, with me, with me, yeah. We're standing over playing like a teacher. Wanna save the learning. Trapper can't leave her. I wanna make a lie.
Waterboy by Live off of their 1991 album Mental Jewelry. A little fun fact, a little TIL. That's Today I Learned for those of you who aren't in the know. Although, if you're listening now, it would be Tuesday I Learned. Anyway, Ed Kowalczyk, the lead singer of Live, got married at Cranwell in 1997 to his wife Erin, who graduated from Wakona High School. How about that? A little local connection to Live. Sort of. Kind of. Anyway, before that, Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. Great tunes. Great track. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Xennial Yearbook.
Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
That's no moon. It's a station.
I think you're right.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12. For eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
So
sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
That's the way it goes, I guess.
Baby, you send me love. Baby, you send me love. Set adrift on memory bliss.
Baby, you
send me love. Baby, you send me love. Set adrift on memory bliss to you.
Spandau Ballet with... No, I'm kidding. That is PM Dawn with Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. It was a sample. They sampled Spandau Ballet's True. You know, they said they always liked that song, and so they sampled it. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. I am your host today. It is the 1991 show. Another fun fact, another TIL, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss was the first number one song, once they started using the Nielsen Sound Scan system, which, monitored airwaves and sales to really predict what song is the number one song right now. Because back then, you couldn't just trust what the DJs were saying or what the record companies were saying. Or what their radio stations were saying, you needed hard data. And that was it. Nielsen Sound Scan. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. All right, here we go. We're going to keep it going. We're at the part of the show where we play three songs from one album. And that album, because it's 1991, it's Blood Sugar Sex Magik by Los Angeles' own, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like these guys. You probably like them too, if you're still tuned in. Let's get started. This is, we'll start with Suck My Kiss. Well, I'm
Really do rims. Don't ask me why I'm flying so high. Mr. Bubble meets Superfly. they'll never know.
You Have to Ask, by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, off of their 1991 blockbuster album Blood Sugar Sex Magic. Before that, Breaking the Girl, and before that is Suck My Kiss. Yeah, that's good stuff. The good old Chili Peppers. All right, keeping the music going. Riley, who is not here, and I went to a concert last weekend. Yeah, it was last Friday. We drove all the way out to Mansfield to see some ridiculous emo band called Pierce the Veil. Maybe you know them. Maybe you don't. It's fine if you don't. Anyway, they were fine. When the show started, there's like, you know, three acts. Well, two acts and then the main event. The first band is a band called Beach Weather. They were pretty fun. While people were funneling in, you know, people were listening to Beach Weather. So Beach Weather started playing, and then they finished the song, and then they just kind of rolled into this. And then they stopped, and they stopped playing the song. And I was like, what? And everyone was like, aw, that was a great opportunity to do a Nirvana cover. But they didn't. And then everyone was sad. That's okay. These things happen. Anyway, back to the music. This is another song off of that album. It's not Breed, because we already played it. This is Come As You Are.
As I know. deliver my soul. Won't you take a drink, little darling? The cup is full. And every night I vow to pray, but I feel a whole lot better once you're coming my way. Evangeline, Evangeline, I think I love you. But Evangeline,
Evangeline, off of Matthew Sweet's 1991 Girlfriend album. I forgot how much I like that song. That's a fun power pop song. It's a good time. Before that, Come As You Are by Nirvana. This is Xennial Yearbook, the 1991 show on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Xennial Yearbook, the 1991 show.
WTBR. Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Blaine, but I get all clammy inside the tent.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artist, plus all the latest releases in rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Welcome to Beyond, a one-hour program of science fiction, fantasy, and adventure. I'll be your host, Beverly Prentice. Listen in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. My email is beyond3x5@gmail.com.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
right now by Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. They still count. That still counts as Van Halen. Hey, I'm Kyle. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is the 1991 show from that's from Van Halen's 1991 For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge album. I don't think I knew that was the name of that album until right now. Or, you know, when I put the show together, which is like yesterday. But still, was a surprise to me. Here we are, the third half hour. Kind of late getting started to the third half hour, but that's all right. We got a couple more big hits for you. Again, if you like what you hear, this is Zennial Yearbook. We're here every Saturday at 2, from 2 to 3:30, playing the Zennial hits. This is... this is Guns N' Roses from User Religion 2, asking a question or telling you the answer to a question, you could be mine. We'll be right back.
high school. You went to Hollywood, got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future was wide open. They'd moved into a place they both could afford. He found a nightclub he could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the said it always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Into the
straight behind.
on the other way. She knew what she wanted. She was looking for that stunt bull. She was looking for that he cat. That was me. Tommy the Cat is my name. And I say unto thee. Say, so, baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby, do you want to lay down by my side? Baby, do you want to lay down with me? Say, baby. Do you want to lay down by my side, baby? Say, baby.
Primus with Tommy the Cat off of their 1991 album Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Oh, how fun is that? Before that, Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and You Could Be Mine off of Use Your Illusion 2 and also the Terminator 2 soundtrack. Man, the thing about Use Your Illusion 2, the fourth Guns N' Roses album, is that it was released on the same day as Use Your Illusion 1, the third Guns N' Roses album, and they charged full price for it. Why didn't they just, you know, release a double album like any other reputable band would? But, you know, what are you gonna do? Use Your Illusion 2 sold a little bit better at first than Use Your Illusion 1. I don't know. I didn't buy either one of those albums, and it wasn't out of protest. It was because I was, like, 12, and I couldn't afford to buy full price CDs. Anyway, man, 1991 is just kind of a wild year. Like, there was just a bunch of huge bands. Like, any one of these bands could have been at one point the biggest band in the world. Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, REM, U2, The Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, any one of those guys could have held claim to being the biggest band in the world at one time. But, they're not now. Now it's probably, I don't know, Sabrina Carpenter, who's fine. She's fine. Nothing against Sabrina Carpenter. Anyway, that's it. So that's about the show. This has been Xennial Yearbook. If you like what you hear, we're back every Saturday at 2. I pick a year anywhere between 89 and, like, I think Riley pushed me all the way out to 2006, which is bonkers. I'll pick a year and then we'll just play a bunch of music from that year. And we'll end it off with another very very big band. Just kind of a spinoff from his old band. This is Ozzy Osbourne with Mama, I'm Coming Home. If you like all of this, come on back next week. You can hear what I'm going to do after that. Thanks, all. Here's some more Ozzy.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been.